Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel talking about these red-hot cattle markets in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, understand the Beef Checkoff has commissioned some research on plant-based meat alternatives and their impact on the beef industry. Tell us more.
Well, plant-based alternative proteins may be getting a lot of hype, but the reality is that consumers still love and choose beef. To fully understand alternative proteins' influence in the marketplace, as well as consumers' buying habits and perception of beef, the Beef Checkoff commissioned a research study about plant-based alternative proteins and their potential impact on beef demand. The study found real beef, is currently chosen in the marketplace about three times more often than plant-based protein alternatives. Second, beef has a good image. Consumers' perceptions of beef taste, appearance, price, and naturalness greatly exceed that of plant-based proteins. Regular meat consumers are much less likely to select a plant-based item when a beef item is available. For beef producers who want to learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. And Daryl, these markets are remarkable as we wrap up November and head toward the month of December in this fourth quarter. We talked a lot about that fourth quarter was going to be good, but did you have any clue it would be this good?
Well, I think we really did. I mean, our expectation for the last half of the year has been that, you know, once we got this fed cattle market kind of turned the corner, and it took longer to get there, frankly, than I expected. But once it did, I'm not really that surprised by where we are. And of course, we already had some better prices in the feeder cattle markets on their own, but they were being held back a little bit by this fed cattle market. That was the bottleneck in the whole system. And once that fed cattle market kind of broke loose, then, you know, we're seeing good prices on the feeder cattle across the board. These markets are finishing counter-seasonally strong here late in the year.
On the fat market, I mean, we're now, mid 130s, 135. In fact, I've seen this week, 136, 137 in the Southern Plains.
We sort of knew that could happen. It's kind of amazing how dramatic it has been in some sense, but we knew the potential was there. Once we got this fed cattle, these feedlots current, caught up, things can change pretty dramatically as soon as those numbers get down below that capacity constraint that's been holding us back all year.
As for our feeder cattle markets, Daryl?
The yearling market is very strong right now. Looking forward to next year, it's priced into the futures markets. And the calf market has been, you know, counter-seasonally strong. Calf markets usually are at their low in October, early November. They've actually been moving up since early October.
On those calves, I know that we've got kind of a mixed bag on wheat pasture at this point in our part of the world, but that's helping, I'm sure, fuel some of this demand for these lighter weight animals, right?
It really did. You know, starting in, the low for this year in Oklahoma was first week of October. We came out of September really dry, but we started to get that some moisture in October, and that really helped. That demand was there, ready to go, but it had to have the moisture. And so that has helped us a lot. Obviously, if we don't get some follow-up moisture here, the wheat pasture is not going to last too long. So I think that's going to be one of the factors going forward here. But at this point, we've already, we've already seen this market continue to move up to this point. It's probably, it's probably going to taper off here after Thanksgiving a little bit. It may stay strong in the first week or so of December. And then certainly, obviously, we'll be caught in the holiday season here after that. And it'll probably pull back just a little bit.
When we look at those, I know that you've had a chance to look at these November cattle on feed numbers. No big surprises there. But when you start looking at that and then you look out over the horizon to that first of the year cattle inventory report, any thoughts on what sort of a reduction on mama cows or the beef cow herd will have in the new year?
Well, you know, we've been watching beef cow slaughter all year, knowing that the drought was causing some herd liquidation, and clearly it has. And kind of as expected, as we get into the end of the year, we're still seeing year-over-year increases on a weekly basis in beef cow slaughter, but they're not as big as they were back in the summer. And that's because some of these cows that would have normally been marketed this time of the year as cull cows got marketed early. That's what we would suggest producers do when feed's getting short. So we don't quite know where we're going to land here, but we're going to be up, probably in the neighborhood of 8% year-over-year on beef cow slaughter. When you look at the numbers, then that translates into another half to three quarters of a percent, probably, of extra beef cow herd liquidation. We would have liquidated some anyway. We have been the last couple of years. So I'm going to say that we're going to see herd liquidation in the 1% to 2% down year-over-year basis once we get those January 1 numbers.
And, again, that kind of feeds on itself. You know, you get fewer cows, you get fewer calves, and the supplies do get tighter.
Exactly. You know, the biggest beef calf crop cyclically actually occurred in 2018. Beef cow numbers were at their peak January 1 of 2019. They've been going down. It took us and it took us longer than expected to work those calves through the feeder supply, through the feedlots, because of the delays last year related to the pandemic in 2020. We pushed that peak feedlot number into the first half of 2021. But we're past that now, and we finally got these markets to reflect that. So going forward, it continues to be a tighter supply situation, not dramatically tighter, but, you know, continuing tighter. Demand has been exceptional, and the combination of those two gives us a lot of optimism for cattle prices going into 2022.
Finally, any advice for our cattle producers as we, you know, put a bow around 2021 and look into the new year?
Well, you know, obviously, we just said the prices are going to be better, so the revenue half of profitability is clearly going to be better. The challenge is going to come on the cost side. Input costs are going up. Feed costs are tight, and obviously in drought regions, exceptionally tight, but all producers are looking at higher feed costs. In some areas, fertilizer prices will matter a lot. Energy prices in general are higher. So I think cost management, as always, is going to continue to be the focus there in terms of being able to capture the profit potential associated with higher cattle prices. It's going to come down to cost management.
Extension Livestock Market Specialist Dr. Darrell Peel out of OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding-age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bowl award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.